For at least three seasons now, Kenya's northeastern district, Wajir, has had a fraction of the rainfall that is normally deposited in the area. To survive the rugged, arid, and semi-arid conditions, herders usually move from place to place, taking their cows and other livestock to where there is water. That is no longer the case. There is almost no water anywhere in Wajir. Brendan Cox is spokesman with the Kenyan office of the British aid agency Oxfam. He describes to VOA what he witnessed during a recent trip to Wajir, where he says about 90% of the population depend on livestock farming for a living.
The situation is really horrific. The air is full of the stink of the dead and rotting animals. The borehole is surrounded by dead and dying cows and sheep and even camels. But also now you're beginning to get humans dying, not in large numbers at the moment. The number of school children in the school had plummeted as people roamed further in search of pasture for their animals. The remaining children who were still in the school couldn't concentrate because of the stink of the dead animals in the air.
Wajir, other districts of northern and eastern Kenya, southern Somalia, and parts of Ethiopia fall within the worst affected areas of a drought that is ravaging East Africa. According to the U.S. government's Famine Early Warning Systems Network, rainfall totals for the year in East Africa ranged from 20% to 60% of normal, with the March to May long rains virtually non-existent. The effects of the drought are also being felt in Eritrea, Djibouti, Tanzania, Burundi, southern Sudan, Uganda, and Rwanda. Experts report that Eastern Africa has experienced poor rains for six successive years. Samuel Mwangi is senior meteorologist with the Kenya Meteorological Department. He explains that, in the highlands of East Africa, there can be more than 1,000 millimeters of rain a year, while arid and semi-arid places such as Wajir received about 200 millimeters a year. But he says in the season of short rains from October to December, only about 7 millimeters fell in Wajir. Mwangi says it will take a while for the region to recover from the drought.
If the rains came even today, you'd still need to even feed people who depend on agricultural products for quite some time until the crops mature. But once the good rains come, the recovery is quite fast, in 3, 4, up to maybe 6 months, and people would be back to their normal livelihoods. But in terms of building stock, this takes quite a lot of time.
Rainfall is needed to revive pastoral lands and nurture crops. Rainfall also recharges lakes, rivers, wetlands, forests, and other dense natural vegetation, where water is stored and slowly released back into the air. An expert in the UN Environment Programme's Division of Early Warning and Assessment, Christian Lambrex, explains that heavy deforestation and other forms of degradation leads to the environment being less able to absorb the effects of droughts, making the droughts more severe. Lambrex says that, a century ago, about 8% of Kenya's land was covered with forests. Now, only 1.7% of forest lands remain.
So clearly, if we start playing with those ecosystems, if we start basically diminishing the ability of basically helping coping with basically dry season, clearly we are going to reduce the ability of those ecosystems to provide the normal services. And as such, we might have basically a full collapse of everything which they are depending upon those services, which is basically what we are seeing now in northern Kenya.
He says he has noticed similar patterns of degradation across East Africa. The drought has resulted in failed crops, higher food prices, and a decrease in the quantity and quality of livestock. Poverty is intensifying. In the Bakool area of southern Somalia, some families are reported to be spending up to 80% of their income on water. People sometimes have to walk for hours to find water. The United Nations Food and Agricultural Organization estimates that 11 million people in the region are, in its words, on the brink of starvation because of the drought and non-weather-related factors such as conflict. Kathy Maitini for VOA News, Nairobi.